My friend Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright reflects on the messages brought by angels and on some powerful refigurations he's had the privilege to witness during his many travels to southern Tanzania. In that part of the world, Father Timothy told me, a remarkable German Benedictine monk artist, Father Polycarp of the monastery of Ndanda, has created in many churches around Tanzania some wonderful murals, of which several deal with the subject of angels.
I'd like to just comment on four of them, which have struck me as being particularly powerful. In one church at Sakarani in Tanzania, he has four pictures of angels of different scenes mentioned in the scriptures. The first is a picture of Abraham welcoming the three angels. These are the three angels, theoretically angels, but they are as men who turn up as visitors. It illustrates the importance of hospitality, of welcoming whoever turns up, whenever, at whatever hour, with whatever need. It is a theme which is important for us today because of the huge movement of peoples around our world, those who are wanted and needed, and those who are escaping. And it is an important lesson for all of us that even the escapee fleeing from persecution or hunger or deprivation is still a human being to be welcomed. And this picture of Abraham on his knees with the three men, angels, visiting him. And already in his picture he has the table, the food, the drink, to which he is inviting them to partake. Yes, he is giving of his own, and his wife on the side, Sarah, anxious, of course. Has she got enough food to feed them? Is it going to be good enough for their taste? And out of that generous act of hospitality, recognized both in the Christian scriptures and indeed in the Holy Quran, you have the promise that the family that has been barren, the womb that has borne no children, will in fact conceive within 12 months and a baby will be born. And then, of course, that baby, the joy of that couple's, Abraham and Sarah's heart, the one thing they longed for but couldn't have for so many decades. God then asks, sacrifice my son. Take him onto the top of a mountain and kill him for me in obedience to my order. What a difficult, demanding question. And only the intimacy of a real relationship would make the father take his only son in obedience up that mountain to slaughter. But this picture is remarkable by Father Polycarp because it has Abraham preparing to sacrifice Isaac. Isaac painted in red on top of the burnt sacrifice and the knife poised over his head, and coming to grasp his hand before he's too late. The hand of the angel telling him, no, Abraham, I now realize, God speaking, that you truly obey me and honor me, the one true and only God. And if you look carefully, you will see the ram beside. And in this painting, the finger of the other hand points to the ram about to be slaughtered as the sign that God has accepted Abraham's obedience and commitment. And out of that comes that wonderful moment for Isaac, Isaac's son, Jacob, when doubt, worry, anxiety about his future, about his relationship with his brother Esau, and that night when he has the vision of God. And the vision of God is a ladder penetrating into the heaven with the angels moving up and down that ladder. We're not talking here of a physical ladder in the sense of Jacob having to climb all those many steps up to heaven, so to speak. But what we're talking about is the recognition that even in the most desperate moments of our lives, even when we are tested, even when things seem to be going against us, there is on the other side of the curtain, so to speak, a whole supporting army of people, human, divine, agents of God, messengers of God. They're willing us to be confident that God's love is with us, that we are lovable, and more important of all, that our life has a purpose. And once it has a purpose, then everything fits into that purpose. And that is the function, too, of the angels, to give us that assurance. And then, of course, there is always the vision of God, seeing the angels coming to guide us, as they did the shepherds, announcing to the shepherds the birth of Jesus, the birth of that moment when God takes a much firmer grip on the human race by becoming man, by becoming a baby in Bethlehem all those years ago. And those shepherds watching their sheep by the night on those hills around Bethlehem suddenly have this choir of angels telling them, go and pray with, be with, give thanks for this wonderful birth that has just happened just round the corner in Bethlehem, and we will guide you there. So there we have the messengers coming in disguise. Each of us at one level is an angel to everyone else, a representative of God. Abraham showed us how. Each of us is caught from time to time in the difficult moments where things seem to be going against us, where everything seems to be going wrong, and we trust God. And in our trust is affirmed by the help of the angels. And in those silent moments at night when we can't get to sleep, when we're worried about this and that, we remember Jacob and that ladder with the angels climbing and descending, giving him assurance that all would be well. And then those angels who sung the glory of Christ's birth in Bethlehem. To those shepherds alive and awake at night, looking after their sheep, encouraging them to go and pay homage to this one person who will make all human nature whole in a way that it could never have dreamt of itself, giving it a vision, a hope, an energy to withstand all the difficulties that will surround human beings in all generations, past, present, and future. Let us thank God for our angels, our support in all times. Amen.